Is your personal information at risk? If you are a Discover credit card member, there's an important action you can take to help protect yourself right now. Go online and sign up for Discover's free Social Security alerts. Once activated, we will alert you if your Social Security number is found on any one of thousands of risky websites. Learn more and sign up for free alerts at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Good afternoon. 3 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock, Friday edition of the Gym Class. Getting ready to come your way right here on KGYM. Good show for you coming up. We're going to talk with Jeff Linder of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Preview next week's state volleyball tournament, which will be held right here in Cedar Rapids, November 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th. And also talk about round two, the quarterfinal round of the Iowa High School football playoffs. We will kick that around with Jeff coming up here in just a little bit. It's also Friday. That means it is the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6, your chance to pick up a $30 gift card from Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub in Iowa City. That'll be coming up for you as we will assemble the panel on two fronts. We'll do that coming up in just a little bit. And look back at last night's Iowa Belmont Abbey game and more. All that coming up on the Gym Class on KGYM. Happy Friday to you. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer, Gym Class here on KGYM, 1600 AM, the historic main gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. Thank you for joining us here today. We're going to talk with Jeff Linder coming up in just a little bit. Carl and Ernie's Pick 6. We will try to dig into the deficit today. It's deficit digging day today. I think we can all agree on that. And we'll try it coming up here in just a little bit. And high school football quarterfinals coming up tonight. Pair of games here on KGYM. We'll get underway at 6:45 with the pregame, 7 o'clock with the kickoffs, as it will be on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. We will have we'll have both of the 3A eastern half of the state quarterfinals coming up, as it will be Xavier taking on Davenport Assumption tonight. John Hagerty, Jeff Moss, and I will have that one for you from Saints Field. And then Alex Kuhn, along with Gary Fickle and Todd Warner, they are going to be down at Solon at Spartan Stadium coming up. And we will have Solon taking on the West Delaware Hawks. And that'll be coming up tonight at 6:45. After the game, we will have all of the scores of the quarterfinal rounds set up to semifinal rounds for you. Now, remember, starting with the semifinals, everything's at the Dome and different times for each game and each class, depending on the day and what have you. So that'll be coming up tonight, and that will go through 11 o'clock this evening, Mark. I know you will keep an ear tuned. Thank you very much.
Of course I will. And it's it's a night to earn a trip inside for the rest of the football season. And often this is a very, very good round. As mentioned, two very good games here on KGYM. Looking forward to hearing those. Also very good games, Iowa City West, involved with Cedar Falls tonight. That was a dilly.
Dilly, hey, way to go. A dilly. Kyle even liked that.
I'm still not sure what a dilly-dilly is.
Whatever.
Maybe the kids, Kyle knows what a dilly-dilly is.
The kids know. The kids know.
Fill us in, Kyle.
Kyle Mann. Yesterday we talked with Jenny Valier, Miss Iowa USA. Today we talk with Kyle about dilly
dilly.
This
is grown legs with the Iowa State football program,
yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes. What is dilly dilly? Explain this to the...
Oh, does dilly dilly have something to do with Iowa State?
Yeah, they picked it up.
If it's Iowa State specific, I don't know. All that I know is that I love that commercial with the pit of misery, dilly dilly.
I think that's something to do with it.
I'll go investigate Iowa
State.
I'm on it right
now. What are you talking about, Kyle?
There's a commercial. I can't even remember who it's for, but they're just like some old Game of Thronesy type seeming folk,
all right.
And they just keep saying things, and then they'll cheers, and instead of saying cheers, they say dilly dilly. But I'm gonna go investigate the Iowa State connection. I'll be back.
Well, thank you. Gonna call up the text line here when my computer gets up to snuff and stops restarting every 5 minutes. So. maybe you out there.
Mark's technology.
Matt Young, Cyclone fan.
Mark is technologically challenged at the moment, and it's not his fault because your computer's...
apparently culturally challenged, too.
...decided to update at this point out there. Iowa State goes to West Virginia. That is part of our poll question, KGYMradio.com. And I have that for you. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast. And the question is, how do you think the Iowa State football team will fare in its final four games of the season? Will they go 4-0? Will they go 3-1? How about 2-2? 1-3? And Hawkeye fans, you can always vote for 0-4, but we ask you not to. We want to know, this is a scientific poll here. Iowa State is at West Virginia coming up tomorrow, 12:30 for you here on KGYM, 1600 AM, the main gym. And then also, we have Before the Boom at 12:30 tomorrow, Iowa taking on the Ohio State Buckeyes. And then immediately following the game, we will have After the Final Gun, live from Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. You, me, Kuhn, Kyle, Todd on the phone, we'll all be there tomorrow.
How about if I just change gears and say that Iowa City West, Cedar Falls, first game was a doozy? Until we find out more about Dilly Dilly, okay?
We've got the phone lines are lighting
up.
I'm
aware of it, but I just don't know what it means.
Phone lines are lighting up as we speak. We're going to find an answer to all this Dilly Dilly thing coming up.
Silly as far as I'm concerned.
No. You can't say that. You can't say that because, you know, it's a rallying cry. It's a rallying point. Everybody's got it, you know. Everyone's got the whole thing.
Okay, all right.
So there we go.
All right.
I think we found our answer. We're going to get to that in a moment. We'll get to Wally in Cedar Rapids as well to talk a little bit about Iowa and their football team in the game tomorrow going up against Ohio State over at Kinnick Stadium. Maybe Steve's not going on the air. He's just going to tell Kyle, and then we're going to find out via Steven Swisher. Via Steven Swisher. Steve's enlightened you?
Yep. We got two calls there, What I've learned is that it is just from that commercial. It's a Bud Light commercial, and apparently one of the characters, I think I can see him in my head, he's just kind of a goofy-looking guy, but the Iowa State fans decided that he looks like Matt Campbell, and Dilly Dilly is supposed to be just like, here, here. And so if something good happens, you just say, Dilly Dilly.
I kind of like it.
Yeah. It's a funny commercial. I love the commercial.
Let's grab our waters.
Dilly Dilly. There you go.
Oh, man. So Iowa State at West Virginia coming up tomorrow. 319-366-1600. When Mark gets it up and running, it is the Hurtine & Stocker Jewelers text line. And are you going to have Kyle turn his computer again
today?
I
might have to.
Kyle's is not updating at the present time. And then Iowa take on Ohio State tomorrow. And talking a little bit about that, let's bring in Wally from Cedar Rapids, who wants to talk a little Hawkeye football with us. Hi, Wally. Happy Friday to you.
Hi, you guys. Happy Friday to you. I discovered something by watching the Fight for Iowa. It showed the long bomb that Stanley threw to Noah Fant.
Yep.
Getting good with those names now. Anyway, what he did to change his mechanics or whatever you want to use for the proper term is he arched his back backwards instead of standing straight up like the Statue of Liberty, which therefore allowed him to get the ball to go in an upward motion and then, you know, right on top of the wind and spiral and then nose downward and then right in his hands for 6 points. Here's food for thought, and then I got one other thing.
Sure.
Why did it take Stanley so long to figure out how to throw the ball that way? We're into We're playing our eighth game. I'm all messed up.
Ninth.
We're playing our ninth game, right? Yeah. And if that's not the case, why did it take the coaching staff so long to figure out to tell him how to throw the ball that way? He was a totally different posture when he completed that pass to Fant, as opposed to the other ones. Maybe one or two sailed on him, but the other ones he was just standing straight up and down trying to throw, you know, a very hard pass with no arch to it. The other thing is, Are we really spending $89 million to add some kind of fancy seats to the north end zone? I mean, have you ever sat in end zone seats? You get to see the hole open real nice, but it's hard to view the game from, from if you're on the side, you get to see a lot more things happen. Shouldn't we be taking that $89 million and going out and hiring coaches that would be able to have figured out how to tell Stanley how to throw that ball after game one?
Why are you picking on Stanley, Wally?
Huh?
Why are you picking on Stanley?
I'm not picking on Stanley. I think he's going to be a great quarterback. I really do. What I'm saying is that, they should have been able to tell him what was wrong with his mechanics. I'm thinking if it's the coaching staff, let's get some new coaches.
Maybe the offensive line needs to arch their back a little bit, too.
I agree. I agree with you there, Mark. And I like Brian Ferentz. I think he's great. I think if there's any fly in the ointment, it might be all the way to the top because he doesn't seem like he's willing to let his kid be a grown man and call every play out of the, offensive playbook. I still think several other people feel the same way, and then I'll shut up and listen, that Ferentz, Kirk Ferentz, has still got his nose in some of the offensive play calling, and it should be Brian Ferentz's job, his job, and only his job to make that decision.
All right, Wally, thanks. Okay. Food for thought
Thank you, guys.
You bet. 319-366-1600. A couple things. First of all, yeah, I agree. Offensive coordinators very rarely have total carte blanche as far as 100% play calling. They're going to get overruled at times. Head coach is going to get on there and say, okay, we're going to run this because I see something. That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. And as far as Nate Stanley and as far as the mechanics are concerned, I think he's done fairly well. I think he did throw a better ball. A couple of reasons. You got to take the conditions into play. Noah Fant was so wide open. I don't think he had any other choice but to lob it right there and hit him in stride. And it was a good pass. And those two are starting to click a little bit. Deep passing game starting to click a little bit as well. Last, before we get in here with Mike, is the fact that, north end zone. It's not new seat. It's a total redo of the north end zone is what is happening. Now, I can talk about this from this spot, because when I go with the group I go with, as just Joe Fan, I sit in the north end zone. You can see a lot of things develop out of the north end zone. It's not a bad seat. I agree with Wally that you can see from the east and west grandstands, or wherever the case may be, at whichever college football stadium you're at. Higher up, you can see a lot of things develop. From the end zones, though, you can see, especially on kicks and punts and things like that, you can see the holes develop. You can also see the pass patterns develop a lot better from the end zones. That's why the coaches, if you take a look at whatever level you are, high school, college, they have a camera from the side. They try to get a camera as high as they can. They get a camera from the ends because it takes three things to come up with a good game plan and to try to help your players out a little bit more.
First of all, thanks to Brandon and others on the Hurtin and Stocker Jewelers text line. It is now for pointing out Dilly Dilly is a derivative of Bud Light commercials. Appreciate that. As far as Stanley goes, I think Wally is the only person that has drawn that analysis in terms of his posture, and maybe Wally's right, but a lot of things go into those deep balls, and you mentioned some of them, weather conditions, the routes that the receivers run, right on down the line. There's a lot of things go into it. I spent a lot of years watching football games from the 50-yard line high atop Kinnick Stadium. And then in the last 5 minutes of the game, I would go down to the field en route to the locker room, and I'm on the field. And, folks, I guarantee you, your vantage point, either in front of the TV or high up in the stands or what have you, is far different than what Nate Stanley is looking at behind the line of scrimmage with 11 angry human beings trying to stalk him and prevent him from completing a pass. So keep that in mind.
All right. Let's get one more in here before we get to a break and bring in Jeff Linder, Mike from Iowa City, with us on this Friday edition of the program. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Good.
Just wanted to call and visit in regards to Wally's observations about Nate Stanley and the coaches not being able to figure out the technician move there with the arching of the back and Stanley himself being able to do that. I just wanted to remind him that, you know, a coach could see that for a long time, and that's something that can be worked on in practice over and over, and the young man can work over and over on doing that. It's just a matter of teaching the technique and the technique becoming involved. It's really no different than any other technique that's out there with any other sport. You know, if you're a pitcher in baseball, you practice over and over and over again to perfect that curve and to get that arm release. Same thing in basketball. You're going to go over and over and on your shot release and making sure your elbow is tight and stuff like that. So I don't think he's right in laying the blame on Ken O'Keefe or whoever the quarterback's coaches are over at Iowa and on Stanley for figuring out it takes him 9 games to get it done. My opinion is he's done a great job, and he's going to be a great quarterback. And I also think the same about the coaching staff. Do we win as often as we'd like to? Sometimes, no. But I think that the University of Iowa football players and coaching staff and program is under great hands with Coach Ferentz and his leadership. And that's all I have for today.
Thank you, Mike.
Appreciate it, Mike. 319-366-1600.
We have some of the same issues on Bowling Night in America, don't we?
Yes, we do. So we don't practice and get our technique a little bit better out there. 320 here. Wanted to touch on real quick before we bring in Jeff Linder, touched about last night's Hawkeye basketball exhibition game against Belmont Abbey last night. Hawkeyes went out to 11-0 lead, and I think that kind of maybe lost a little bit of interest in that game, which was played in front of probably about 3,500 people. Mm. But it's an exhibition game, and that's what happens out there. Anywho, this team's going to take it inside a lot more, Mark, than previous teams for Fran McCaffrey. And why not with Garza and Cook in there? Pretty unstoppable, pretty formidable. It's going to be interesting. They tried to mess around with some of the combinations last night, including having Connor McCaffrey and Jordan Bohannon on the floor at the same time. This team still needs to get better at defense. Defense was spotty at times last night. And it's just got to get better, period. And I think it will get a little bit better. This team rebounds a lot better, though, than the previous Fran McCaffrey teams. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be a plus. And we're going to see if this team can shoot it from the outside. Now, Nicholas Bear hit a couple threes at the end of the first half, which Iowa actually needed because Belmont Abbey was right there. Took a couple leads late in the first half. And whether they go in or not, Jordan Bohannon and Brady Ellingson need to shoot those threes because Belmont Abbey started to do it last night after the first 5-10 minutes or so, get into a zone and just collapse on Tyler Cook and Luka Garza. And I think Jack Nungy is going to be really, really good too.
Belmont Abbey, by the way, in North Carolina.
Yes.
And, these are just exhibition games, and I'm sure Fran McCaffrey is doing a lot of experimentation, but I think he hit it right on the head, Scott, that this is going to be a team that whose strength is going to be on the inside. But much like football, in football, a running game sets up the passing game or vice versa. You're going to have that outside presence on the basketball floor, a guy or guys who can hit that outside shot to open up that inside. You're not going to be able to let teams sit there in a 2-3 zone or pack it in if you don't have anybody to shoot from the outside.
You got to shoot it, period.
Yeah.
It's a lot like football. You got to take a chance downfield every once in a while to keep the defense honest, and that's exactly what Iowa is going to have to do as far as shooting from the outside. Didn't shoot it very well last night. I think 6 of 27-ish or something like that, 6 of 22. Whatever the case may be.
6 of 22 it is.
6 of 22 last night, and a couple of those, like I said, were Nicholas Bear toward the end of the first half. And got to get better shooting that ball from the outside and get better at playing a little defense. But Chicago State to open the season. We got Iowa State exhibition games coming up on Sunday. Women against Wisconsin lacrosse at 11:30. Men will take on Emporia State, and that will be at 4 o'clock.
13 and Stocker Jewelers text line 319-366-1600. That's also our phone line. Some of you have already used it and talked to Kyle across the glass, 8217. R.E., Mike, our last caller, dilly dilly.
Are we picking it up now? Do we have to get a patent from Iowa State?
This could go too far, you know.
I know. All right, we're going to take a break, come back, and Jeff Lender of the Gazette will join us. We'll talk about tonight's high school football playoff games and the state volleyball tournament. Stay tuned. More to come after this on KGYM.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
There's only one tailgate giving you the chance to win free airfare on Allegiant. It's the Eastern Iowa Airport tailgate. The tent goes up 4 hours before kickoff, so stop by and sign up for your chance to win free airfare on Allegiant. Play some games and enjoy eats and drinks, too. It's time to start planning spring break, so tailgate with the Eastern Iowa Airport and Allegiant. Tomorrow, near Kinnick, in the grassy grove of trees, just past the right field fence of Duane Banks Iowa Baseball Complex. The Eastern Iowa Airport. More seats, more flights, more options. Fly CID.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports like you with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to KGYMradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great. And we want to help get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
Register now for the Let Me Run Fall Fest 5K, presented by Pinnacle Realty. This chip-timed race on Sunday, November 5th, starts at 1 o'clock at Kirkwood Community College. Proceeds benefit Let Me Run Eastern Iowa Corridor. Find race info at letmerun.org.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
The Gym Class in the Gym. KGYM. Eastern Iowa Sports Talk Radio.
Back with you here in the Gym Class on KGYM. Yeah, we're starting off a brand new feature, and that is our Athlete of the Week, our Sheet Metal Workers Athlete of the Week, brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa. And our first one, we're going back a couple of weeks here, but going to be Ian Johnston, Mark, Prairie golfer. Lefty, number one golfer for Prairie, because not only was he their number one golfer and helped them to get to their first ever state tournament appearance, but also, of course, set up the charity, and which raised over $13,000, and that for the Area Substance Abuse Council in memory of his brother.
Great story.
And because of that, he's going to get to play golf with Ricky Fowler coming up this month down in Jupiter, Florida. That's pretty cool.
Six holes, I think.
Six holes.
Yeah.
Six. I'd take six swings with Ricky Fowler at this point, but he's going to go ahead and play six holes with him.
That's a lot of fun. Congratulations, Ian, and congratulations not only on your golf, but your work behind the scenes as well.
Yeah, really, really good stuff right there. Really good stuff happening tonight on various sites around the state of Iowa, and that is the quarterfinal round of the high school football playoffs, and then next week the state volleyball tournament, its annual trek to Cedar Rapids, starting off on Tuesday, November the 7th, and to talk about all that, Jeff Linder of the Cedar Rapids Gazette joining us here, and Jeff knows what dilly-dilly means, right?
Is it just from that silly commercial?
Yes.
How did that get into Iowa State's lexicon?
Apparently, someone in the commercial looked like Matt Campbell, and it took off from there. I'm just learning this today, Jeff.
Okay. Well, when I think of dilly-dilly, I think of the thing at Dairy Queen.
You're much more cultured than I am, man.
Ice cream with the chocolate on it or whatever.
I'd love those dilly bars. Give me a strawberry. Yeah. Hey, you're going to be in Cascade tonight. What a game it was a couple weeks ago, and you might want to be several places, but that's not a bad place to be tonight.
No, lots of good places to be tonight, and
Cascade's certainly one of them. I think it's going to be a really good game again. Last time they played Union was just 2 weeks ago, and that decided the district championship. And I think it's going to be another dandy.
Three teams from that particular district still alive among the eight in Class 2A. So that tells the strength of that particular section of Iowa.
Yeah, and then that district also had Beckman, which is a pretty good team, and Monticello had a nice year. But these three that are still going are all very good. Union's better than a 7-3 team should be. And what a story this could end up being for Union, getting into the playoffs just because of the alphabet. But they're well equipped to go quite a ways if they can win tonight.
Where do you think the evolution of this playoff system is going, Jeff?
I think the evolution is going to continue, and I think they're going to make some changes next year. I don't know what you guys think. I'd love to see them go to 24 teams.
I think it's going to go to 24.
Do you?
Yep.
I think that's the perfect number. I don't know what to think of the 42 and 54, 54, 54. How are they going to divide them up? Are they going to go in 4A? Are they going to go six districts of seven, or vice versa? I would rather see them go six of seven, so that you have one more game that counts instead of seven districts of six. And then will they go six of nine or nine of six in the next three classes?
Sounds like they're going to go with more non-district games to kind of save money and get some more old-time conference games going back. And I wish they'd find a way that they can count the non-district games.
I do, too, and I'm sure they could find a way. I don't like just five games mattering. I don't like a four-game exhibition season.
I don't know if there's a system that will eliminate, just not Al Burnett this year, but many situations in the past where good teams don't get in.
Well, if you go to 24, the 25th team's still going to be upset they don't make it. The point system isn't the best system. I'd like to see, maybe some kind of an RPI where the first tiebreaker is opponent's wins. So then you're not necessarily ducking teams and scheduling. You might want to play some teams that are pretty good so that that tiebreaker might end up in your favor. I don't know. I'd get razzed about this at the office, but I wouldn't mind seeing the computer rankings be a part of it as far as the at-large teams.
We can have a secret, super secret committee around the state, too.
Well, you could. You could. And that's not the worst idea either. You're on our voting panel, and I think all six of us do a pretty good job of researching the teams from week to week and seeing how they're doing. And I think we've got a pretty good handle on it.
You didn't see, of course, all the teams, Jeff, but which was the best one you saw this year in football?
Well, if I'd have seen Iowa City West, I probably would have sent them. Mm-hmm. But the best team I've seen this year was Solon. I saw them in week one against Mount Vernon, and what a good offensive team Mount Vernon is, and they just absolutely shut them down.
Well, that's a good place to start with Solon. You got four dandy teams in 3A. The whole eight around the state are pretty good that are left in 3A.
The whole 16 were pretty good in 3A. That was a good field of 16. You got teams like Decorah and Waverly that aren't around anymore. Keelan's gone, Glenwood's gone, Webster City, the runner-up last year, Carlisle. Those are good teams that are gone already in 3A.
Yeah, and with that, we have Xavier Assumption and Solon West Delaware coming up tonight. And two really good games. I'm really looking forward to seeing our Xavier Assumption game tonight.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be a lot closer than people think.
I think it is, too.
People think that Xavier's got a free road to the Dome. I think they're going to have their hands full. I think Assumption's got a nice team. I think Xavier probably wins the game, but I sure don't think it's going to be more than two touchdowns.
Yeah. You mentioned the 4A game, Iowa City West and Cedar Falls going at it tonight, and love to have seen that in a semifinal, but we get it in a quarterfinal, and they may have played the game of the year earlier this year.
May have, and you got Bettendorf in the next game. Assuming they beat North Scott, I guess you can't assume that yet. But whoever comes out of that West Cedar Falls game, if they play Bentendorf, that would be a good semifinal.
How about in 1A? Regina had a scare last week. And
they did.
A major scare. Do they have enough firepower? Hopefully Volstead will be ready to go in the game tonight.
Yeah, I think they've got enough to beat Wilton probably either way. But I think they're going to want to have a healthy team for the next round in the Dome if that happens to be against Pella Christian.
They've got relatives in the HLV district, Jeff, and they're really excited about the comeback this year, but not so excited about the road trip tonight.
Don Bosco's a load. That's going to be a big challenge for HLV. But boy, the last 8 weeks, HLV's just played lights out. They lost to Lone Tree in week 2, I believe, and had their way with them last week, 59-22, and. They're playing really good ball, but Don Bosco's a whole different beast, and I think everybody expects Don Bosco to get to the championship game and play a really good team from out west, whoever that may be.
Yeah. Well, you got football tonight, and then you got volleyball next week. As the annual trip to the U.S. Cellular Center gets underway, and
the annual walk to the U.S. Cellular Center,
which is great for you.
Yeah.
Just avoid the trains, and everything is fine. So
that's right.
That's the thing to do.
Avoid the trains and play Frogger on First Avenue.
Yeah, there you go. 5A. Taking a look at that. It's it's the MVC CIML Invitational.
Yeah, and definitely the two best leagues in volleyball. I don't even know how it ended up. The MVC get 4? Is it 4-4?
4-4.
So, yeah, and I'm really excited about the Jefferson-Linmar match. They both had really good seasons, and Jefferson's been the story of the year in the area. There's no doubt about that, going from 500 to top 5 in the state and just being a really, really good team.
Who has the advantage? They know each other inside and out. This will be the fifth meeting.
Yeah. Jefferson's won three of the first 4. Wouldn't surprise me either way. Jefferson's got to be a real, real slight favorite. But, Linmar's got a coach that's been there before. They've got players that were there last year. Got a really good setter in Megan Renner. Both teams have good setters and good liberos and just a really good cast of hitters. I think it's going to be a great match, and it's going to be too close to call. I think it's going to go at least 4, maybe 5.
Cedar Falls, the best team in the state, or is that 2A team, Dyke New Hartford, they have given them a run?
Well, I think, are they 2-2 against each other?
I think so, yeah.
If my life depended on it, I'd hate to bet against Dyke New Hartford. Cedar Falls probably has a little bit more firepower. Dyke plays a little bit better on the floor. They're both really, really good teams. Neither of those teams have a cakewalk to the championship. Cedar Falls is going to have to find a way, if it gets to the final, to solve probably Centennial, maybe Valley. And Dyke New Hartford gets its old friend from Western Christian in the 2A championship, probably, if that's the way it goes.
Yep, and 6 of the 14 teams made it out of the Mississippi Valley Conference. The other two, of course, are in Class 4A, which includes Xavier, who went wire-to-wire as the number one team in the state this year.
Yeah, and I think there were probably some opportunities that maybe the Union could have dropped them out of number one, especially when Wallert beat them head-to-head. But Xavier's still number one, and they've got a great team, very well coached, a very deep team. They can go 10, 12 deep and not lose a beat. So really good team. I'm excited to see them again down here this week.
Well, as if the Valley wasn't tough enough, Xavier had to go to Chicago and play some teams and did well. So that was interesting.
And they did that to enhance their strength of schedule and just see some more teams that they might not ordinarily see over here. And Wallert's done that in the past, and they've had a lot of success with that, and has made them stronger at the end of the season. And I'm sure that's probably going to be the case with Xavier too. I think it's going to help them. They're not going to be scared of anybody this week.
Xavier will get tested by Independence. There's no doubt about that. But do you foresee a Xavier Wallert final again?
That's how I've got it, and I've kind of gone back and forth on who to pick on that. I think that would be a great match.
Looking at 3A, we're previewing the state volleyball tournament with Jeff Linder of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. And some interesting stories in Class 3A. I think none neater than Beckman getting back under Todd Troutman.
Yeah, that's a great story. He returned to coach after about 12 years off, and they're back at the state tournament. I've seen them a couple times. Very, very good team. Maybe the fun story out of 3A is Tipton.
Yeah.
Making the first trip ever. You know, as we know, they lost a girl to transfer a year and a half ago, who would have made them a lot better than they are now, even because they're really, really good now. And just a good cast of sophomores and juniors at Tipton. This could be kind of a building year, maybe a table setting kind of year for Tipton. If they can be competitive and maybe win a match or two down there, I would think they'd be one of the favorites to win the thing next year.
Is Dyke and Western Christian on a collision course in 2A, or will Iowa City Regina give Western a run?
I'd be really surprised if either Dyke or Western Christian dropped a set. Grundy Center's got a nice team. And St. Albert and Unity are both good. Wopsie plays in the NICL, so they're familiar with Dyke New Hartford. But I see a collision course with Wolverines and the Wolfpack there.
How does Dyke New Hartford has so much college talent on that team?
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing.
And spoiler alert, I'm doing a story on the Peterson Twins for Tuesday's paper. And the funny thing about that is they've got a younger set of twin sisters that are in sixth grade that might end up being better.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's Bobby Peterson's daughters, of course.
Right. And, you know, that's quite a legacy and quite a family dynasty we got there.
Yeah. And then you got 1A. Very interesting. Springville, we know what they do on the basketball court, but they want they want a volleyball title, too, to go along with that.
Yeah, and that would be a really nice cherry on top of the legacy of these girls, this class of seniors that are kind of doing their victory tour here a little bit this year. They're obviously going to be the number one team in 1A basketball here when rankings come out in a week or two. But, yeah, they're very capable of doing the job on the sport court plastic down at the Cellular Center this coming week. I think I'm looking forward to seeing this match against North Tama right out of the chute. North Tama, a new team there. You can't see Janesville's a clear favorite to get out of the top bracket either, because that Starmont Holy Trinity match is going to be a good one, and I think either of those teams could push the Wildcats.
Gazette coverage of the state volleyball tournament, bar none in my mind, Jeff, and it's not only the words, but it's the pictures. And I wonder what your thoughts were. I mean, your photographers do such a great job, and I'm not being gratuitous here by any means, but is it the game or their talent or a combination of both that lends themselves to great pictures from this?
First thing is we've got the best photographers in the state. I'll tell anybody that anytime. We've got a group of four or five photographers that are just tremendous at shooting everything, and doubly so at shooting sports. They're all very good. It helps a lot that our people go over there the week ahead of time, put lights up. That helps the quality of our photographs for the state tournament. And it's an emotional game. You know, somebody's celebrating big time after every point. And, you know, it's a beautiful game to watch. There's a lot of grace to it, you know, a lot of the jumping and everything. And like I said, the emotion, and that all kind of combines to make it a very photogenic sport.
You've got a daughter in the state swim meet Saturday, and that's got to be very exciting. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, thanks. She'd made it as an alternate the last 2 years and got into the medley relay. She's swimming the backstroke noon tomorrow, and hopefully things go well for that group and for all the teams out there coming tomorrow.
Yeah, it gets underway with diving coming up tonight, too, in Marshalltown.
Yeah.
That'll be fun to watch coming up tomorrow. All right, Jeff, have a good time at Cascade tonight, and we'll see you next week over at the Cell Center. And when's the big preview come out? Is that Tuesday in the paper?
That'll be Tuesday morning. Yep, I think a lot of the stuff will be online on Monday and then in print on Tuesday.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks a lot.
Jeff Linder, Cedar Rapids Gazette, joining us here on the Friday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. 3:43, we will take a quick break, come back, get the panel assembled as we go to break. Going to give you an opportunity to win a Dr. Pepper prize pack right now. Caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. You will get delicious Dr. Pepper, a 24-pack of either regular or diet Dr. Pepper. Dr. Pepper swag, some KGYM swag as well. And that is going out to caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. Back to pick some games after this.
Football is a fast and rough and tumble game. In many ways, it's a lot like your business. You need the right game plan and team to win in business. Network Computer Solutions is your bench when it comes to the tech issues that can make the difference between winning and losing. Call NCS at 247-7223, 247-7223, and put them on your IT team. NCS is your big-time IT department at a fraction of the cost. Network Computer Solutions, they're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, I got the brush off again. I don't get it. Is there something wrong with the way I wave? Elbow wrist. Why won't that little basset hound acknowledge me? I'm friendly. I give everyone peace of mind when I protect their homes through Progressive. He should be jumping for joy when I walk by.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe it's me. No, it's him.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Connecting with your family and friends is what La Cantina is all about. This football season, add sizzle to the game. La Cantina would be happy to cater your tailgate. Or reserve La Cantina's party room and watch the action on their big screen while you crunch, sip, and cheer. La Cantina makes every football game a winner. Connect at La Cantina in the Fountains on Edgewood Road, in Marion, and in downtown Cedar Rapids. La Cantina is now accepting applications for positions at all three locations.
Cedar Rapids Iowa City HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, are you stealing from the vending machine?
No, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Well, your desk is littered with, like, hundreds of snacks.
I merely exposed a loophole by reaching my arm through the flap thingy. Does that sound like stealing to you?
Yes.
Granola bar?
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The High School Football Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Holmes Murphy, Fighting Insurance Solutions. Holmes Murphy, thinking ahead. Visit HOLMESMurphy.com.
Two guys who may have faces made for radio. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the Gym Class. KGYM.
Scott in Cedar Rapids. Not me, but a different Scott in Cedar Rapids. He is going to get that Dr. Pepper prize pack, and thanks to Dr. Pepper. And good news, Mark. We're going to give away more Dr. Pepper next week.
Excellent.
I love it. Thanks to Steve, everybody down the hill at Dr. Pepper Snapple for helping us out. We're going to be talking with Todd and Alex coming up here in just a moment from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub here down in Iowa City, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. They are there today for the KGYM road trip, and that is driven by Linder Tire. And prepare your car for winter. Visit LinderTire.com for great tire and season specials. And they are going to be down there through 645 coming up tonight, and then Mark, you, me, Kyle, Alex will all be down there coming up tomorrow. Looking forward to it as Iowa and Ohio State will be going at it. And looking forward to talking with Sean right now, who joins us, I think, on the phone. You're not at your establishment, man.
I'm not. I snuck out of it for a while. I'll be back in just a little bit.
All right, very good. And Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Cooner down at Coach's Corner in Iowa City as we get ready for the Carl and Ernie's Good Time. The Carl and Ernie's Pick 6 brought to you by Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub and Highway 1 West in Iowa City. Todd, good afternoon to you.
It's nobody's birthday this week, right? So I get to be the commissioner again?
Mark? Dilly dilly.
Mark's got dilly dilly on his mind.
Well, there seem to be about 20 different origin stories behind that, but always be careful with those callers and texters. That's what I'll say about that. Let's go ahead and get started with Iowa State. They are on the road taking on West Virginia in Morgantown, and the Mountaineers are a 2.5-point favorite at home. And did Alex win again last week?
He did.
Holy cow. I made the right choice when I said, give me a new co-host. Promote the guy who's going to help me win the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6.
I might have gotten a little bit arrogant here, but I have given up all of my picks to random people here at Coach's Corner. So this one is sponsored by Tony, the Golden Tea Guy, and he's got Iowa State.
What are you doing? You're bored, Tiger?
A little bit. Okay. A little bit. I'm like...
Tiger's bored with his swing. He's going to ask some other people. All right, Sean, you took Iowa State last week, and it came up big for you.
Yeah, it ain't going to happen again, though. And as long as Tony's down there making picks, how many times he stepped outside today? Is he
I don't believe he's in here at the moment, Sean.
That's probably the third or fourth time he stepped outside today. He took Iowa State, I'm definitely taking West Virginia.
All right. I'm up then. All right. Hey, dilly dilly, I'm not going against it. Everything's going right this year for the Cyclones. Why not? Give them another one. Mark.
You'd expect a letdown, but defense travels, right, guys?
That's what they
say. I love the way Iowa State's playing defense. Give me the Clones.
West Virginia doesn't play any defense. Kyle.
I'm with all you guys. I'm right on the bandwagon. Dilly dilly.
West Virginia gave up 50 last weekend to Oklahoma State in Morgantown. I don't know whether Iowa State's going to put that number on the scoreboard, but you're absolutely right, Mark. Defense travels, and Iowa State can hang with the best of them. They've proven that this year. I'll take Iowa State on the road. Keep it going. Game number two. Oklahoma State and Oklahoma, it's Bedlam. You know, that term actually started with the wrestling series between those two schools, but they've adopted it for the football rivalry now as well. Oklahoma State is a 3-point favorite in this contest, Sean.
That's a tough one. Flip of the coin. I'll go with Oklahoma State.
I like that pick, Sean. I'm going to be Lee Corso here. Good pick. Good pick. I'm taking Oklahoma State at home.
Is the right team favored? Give me Oklahoma.
Oklahoma State's at home. I think they have a slightly better defense. I'm taking Oklahoma State.
Something doesn't smell right about this one, but it's a rivalry game. Oklahoma State's at home. I'll take Oklahoma State.
Great pick, Todd. Ashley has Oklahoma State as well.
Ashley likes Oklahoma State. I like that. Game three.
Game number three, Scott, you get to start us with this one. It is Michigan at home as a 15.5-point favorite against Minnesota.
Michigan found a quarterback last weekend, everybody, and I think that's going to continue. That and the fact Minnesota is just really inept on offense. The jug will stay in Ann Arbor, and Michigan throw the 15.5. I'll take the Wolverines.
For no apparent reason, I'm going to take Minnesota.
Questionable pick, Mark.
I would agree, but look at this line. It just didn't make any sense.
I took Illinois, too, and won, so this, I'm not questioning.
This game just feels like a mismatch to me. I got to go with Michigan.
Oh, I do not like laying this many points with Michigan. I think they're a little bit overrated, but Minnesota hasn't shown me anything this year that they can go on the road and be competitive in this game. So I think Michigan probably wins by 17. I'll throw the points.
I asked Joe, the cook here, and he said, what are you, crazy? Go with the Wolverines. Give me Michigan.
They're trying to let us back into this.
They may be. Sean, what do you like, Michigan or Minnesota?
That's a tough one. I don't think Michigan's as good as everybody thought they were going to be. And from what I saw in Minnesota last week, they're terrible. So I guess just give me Michigan, but I don't feel good about it.
All right. Game four.
Game number four, Mark Dukes gets to pick this one. Penn State is a 7.5-point favorite against Michigan State, and I believe this game is in East Lansing, if I have my statistics correct. So Penn State's a touchdown favorite on the road, plus the hook.
Well, I'm on an island of two out of the first three games, so this is not looking – well, maybe it is looking pretty good. I don't know. Penn State.
I'm nervous about this one. I could see it going either way, but I think Penn State knows that their playoff hopes aren't necessarily burst yet. If they come out and have a good win this week, then they're right back in it. I'm going to take Penn State.
I am going to go with Michigan State here. 28-21, the hook comes into play.
Looks like Amanda thinks that Penn State is going to bounce back this week.
All right, Sean.
Another tough one. I don't know how good Michigan State is, but I know Penn State's pretty good, so got to take Penn State.
You know your whole staff, Sean, is picking football games right now?
and Tony the painter. Well, that, Tony.
To be honest, really, that'd be more than what they do happen. I'm hoping they're all listening. I'm just hoping that.
I don't want to make anybody nervous about this next game, but I did see Alex talking to the popcorn machine earlier.
I got a pick yet.
I'm sorry, Mark. Scott, I thought we already heard from you.
No. I'm with you, Todd. Give me Sparty in this one. I think they may not win it, but I'll take 7.5 points. Love the hook, Mark. I love the hook. Now you can go.
All right, Alex was over there talking to the popcorn machine, so I don't know who's making this pick, but it could be the popcorn machine. Nebraska is a 1.5-point favorite at home against Northwestern, Kyle.
Northwestern's been a bit of a disappointment, but they have talent, and Nebraska has looked bad at times this year, awful at times. I'm going to go Northwestern.
Easy call here for me. I'm going to take Nebraska at home, and you can read my little witty quip about Larry the Cable Guy in the Gazette tomorrow morning.
Not so fast, my friend. Rue tells me that Nebraska is a sinking ship, and she likes the Wildcats.
Rue! Sean, Rue's making picks.
Why not, Rue? You know, our good friend Nick Fletcher is really good friends with Larry the Cable Guy, who played golf last week, and he says they suck, so I agree with him. Nebraska sucks. I'll go with Northwestern.
Northwestern's, I think, won three in a row here.
Yes, they have. Yes, it has.
Nebraska's not playing real well, so give me Nebraska. I have no idea why.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one. I'm going to go with the home team, Nebraska.
You know, they say that you're only as good as your lead-in, and I'm contemplating what happens when you are your own lead-in today with the Carl Enternese pick six. Game number six, Iowa and Ohio State. The Buckeyes, a 16-point favorite, coming to Kinnick Stadium tomorrow. And our tiebreaker this week will be Iowa's rushing yards against the Ohio State defense. And with Alex keeps winning, so it puts me in the driver's seat on the final pick all the time. I don't know whether this is a good thing or a bad thing. I'll take Ohio State to cover the 16, even though I don't necessarily feel all that great about that selection. I think Ohio State's the better football team, and they will prove it tomorrow. And for Iowa rushing yards, give me 81.
Alex, who did you talk to this time?
Actually, just got the pick from Julie. She says Ohio State's going to win big.
How about how many yards Iowa rushes
for? I'm going to pick this one, and I'll go for 57.
Hines, 57. Sean, you got a good feeling?
I should know my staff has a real good feeling tomorrow. That's great. come on, Julie. No, hey, guys, seriously, I really do think I was going to pick this game off tomorrow. No reason for it, but, you know, there's something about the games at Kinnick, man, and being a 2:30 start, people will be lubed up and ready to roll.
I think we win the game, and we actually run the ball tomorrow. I'll say 105 yards.
I will go with this. Iowa keeps it close against big time teams at Kinnick, and I think they're going to keep it fairly close tomorrow, something like 35-20. So I'm going to take the Hawks in 16.5, and I'm going to go 79 yards rushing. I think we're going to see one of those high arching passes tomorrow.
Easiest pick on the board: Ohio State and 49.
Wow, Mark Dukes.
Mm-hmm. Jeez, Mark.
Pick on the board.
I think we're just going to get blown away, though.
I hope I'm wrong, Sean, okay?
I hope you are, too.
The Iowa that I know would come into a game like this where I think they're probably going to get blown out, and they would keep it close. So I'm going to go with Iowa and say 100 rushing yards.
Right on the button. All right, there you go. The panel has spoken. Todd, let the folks know what they need to do.
Well, they need to pick up the phone and give us a call at 366-1600. We'll take six callers because there are six pickers, and whoever did the best job this week is going to reward that listener with a $30 gift certificate to Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub on Highway 1 West in Iowa City. And I don't want to get anybody's hopes up, one listener in particular, but I have spent the last 40 minutes here at Coach's Corner working on my posture for the program coming up for the next 3 hours. I'm sorry, 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Yes, there you go.
I will have great posture on the stage here at Coach's Corner.
Sean, anything we need to know about for coaches and for Carl and Ernie's tomorrow?
A lot of people in town. The only two places to be besides Kinnick, Earl Nernies and Coach's Corner, will be open at 10 o'clock at both places. So see everybody before and after the game and celebrate the big Hawkeye win.
All right. Hey, we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow, Sean.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You bet. What's coming up next on the show, Todd?
We have Jack Dom stopping by to wrap up the baseball season with us. We'll wing it for the first hour, hour and a half or so, love it or leave it. And then the 6 o'clock hour with Rob Howe from Hawkeye Nation, lining up Albert Young tonight with us, the former Iowa running back.
Pretty cool. All right, stay tuned for the Todd Brommel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn. That's coming up next. You've been listening to The Gym Class here on KGYM.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. ESPN and ABC News have learned seven NFL owners will be deposed in the collusion case against the league from Colin Kaepernick. Those owners were selected based on their public statements about either Kaepernick or the ongoing sideline protests. Among the owners to be deposed are Paul Allen of the Seahawks, the Cowboys' Jerry Jones, Patriots owner Robert Kraft, Bob McNair of the Texans, and 49ers owner Jed York. Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott gets an administrative stay in the appeal of his six-game suspension. That means he'll be available to play Sunday against the Chiefs. But the case will go to a hearing before a panel of judges next week, and there could be a ruling before a Week 10 game against the Falcons. Lakers forward Larry Nance Jr. has a broken left hand. No word yet how long he'll be out, but he'll be examined again today. Nance got hurt last night